It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and it's time to talk Cottonwood County 4-H. Gabrielle is with us, and before we get into things, we got to find out about you. You've been in 4-H for a long time.
Yes, this will be going on to my 12th year of 4-H.
And you have gotten to do an awful lot of stuff in 4-H.
Yes, yes. From starting in Clover Buds all the way up to doing Ambassadors, Federation, and now this being almost my last year in 4-H, I've gotten to do so much stuff, meet so many new people, and had just some amazing opportunities over the years.
What do you tell people that aren't in 4-H?
I always like to say that if you think that 4-H isn't for you, it is. There is so much to do in 4-H. There's animals, there's photography, there's leadership in it, and anything that you can think of, 4-H has it, and it really is such a welcoming community, and there's just so much to do and so much to meet people.
So what do you, as far as the fair, and we're going to talk about the fair because it's going on right now.
Yes.
So What are you taking to the fair this year? What do you have?
Oh, boy. Well, definitely have dialed it down a little bit over the years, but I am going to be taking some photography, some canning. I've done a lot of canning, so I'm really excited about that. I've been working on some paintings, so
ooh,
I'll be taking those. And I think my most prized possession that I'm taking is my senior project that I worked on to graduate from Wyndham Schools. And I am making a board and a booklet kind of explaining what my project was. And I'm really, really excited about that.
So are you going to tell us what your project was?
All right. Well, I'll give you a little sneak peek.
Okay. Dangle the carrot there.
I did a cancer tailgate to raise awareness about the cost of cancer and how detrimental it can be on families and communities. So I did a tailgater at a volleyball game, and we sold t-shirts, we did a bake sale, and we had a wall of hope where people could write people's names who are currently fighting with cancer or who have lost their lives, and kind of just remembrance of them. And okay, we raised a lot of money, and that all went to the American Cancer Society here in Wyndham.
That is awesome.
Yes,
and
yes.
That's what an Eagle Project is supposed to be.
Yes, yes.
Very nice. Yes. Okay, so the fair's going on, but everything else is still going on too. You still have events going all the time.
Yes, we are. So we are 1 week out from the fair, and everybody is getting everything ready. We are cleaning, we are dusting, we are setting everything up, and we are so excited for people to stop down, see all of our games, projects, animals, all the events, all the fun stuff.
It's 4 or 5 days just cram full of stuff.
Yes, it sure is.
Lots of activities, and even if you do nothing more than come look in the 4-H exhibits and everything that everybody's worked on all year,
yes,
it's worth the trip.
It sure is. There is a lot of people, when they go to the fair, they just think, oh, all of the games and the food and the livestock, which it is, but we have the 4-H building, and these kids have worked all year long working on these projects so hard, and there's so much stuff to see, and you will be amazed by the things like how creative people are and how hard they've worked on these projects. So if you guys do stop down at the fair, please just take a look at the 4-H building. It's the white building across from the food stand, and trust me, you will not be let down. It's amazing.
Now, the judging, it seems like when you go to the fair, all the judging's already done. The ribbons are on the displays and everything.
Yeah.
So that happens early on in the fair, right?
Yeah. So technically the fair starts on Wednesday, and it will go, Wednesday? I don't exactly remember, but it goes through until like Saturday, right?
Okay.
So on Monday, we're going to have general entry day. So that's for all the projects, everything in the white building, the 4-H building. That's when people are going to get judged. So that goes from in the morning into the afternoon. All the judging, everything gets set up, and then that's done. Now this year, they're trying something different, and we're splitting up judging days. So on Monday, all of the generals entries will be judged on Monday. And on Tuesday, all of livestock will be moving in, and not judging, but just getting moved in, because livestock is It's a whole other realm. I've never done it, but I've heard quite stories about it.
Lots of stories.
Yes.
Okay. So that'll be on Tuesday. Do you want to run through everything that's happening?
Yes, of course. Let's talk about the fair. So on Tuesday the 5th, the 4-H food stand is going to be open from 4 to 8:30, and there's going to be a limited menu because we haven't really gotten everything in. This is just kind of our first day, but there will be food, especially in the pop stand. This is also a livestock entry day, so there will be species identification and weigh-in. So from 2 to 5, there'll be rabbit and poultry. Those are the times that you can get those in there. And at 5 o'clock, all 4-H animals except beef, horse, cat, dog, and pet need to be in there. And then starting at 5 to 6, there'll be move-in times for goat and sheep. Starting at 6 to 7:30, we're going to have beef, including cow, calf, market pen of three, and dairy steers. Those will be moving in. And then at 8 to 9 will be the 4-H swine moving in. So that's kind of what is kind of looking like for move-in day.
Okay.
And then we're going to move to Wednesday. So Wednesday is kind of when everything's starting to kick off on all of the shows. So starting right at 7 a.m., we're going to have the horse show. So that's when all the horses need to be in place. And 7:30 to 7:45 will be registration. And then at 7:30 is when the judging and assistants will be meeting in the arena. At 8 a.m., the horse show will officially start. And at 10 a.m., the 4-H food stand will open too. And also on Wednesday is when people can start voting for choice photography. So from 5 to 10 is when people can go into the 4-H building and there will be a wall that says people's choice of photography. You won't know whose it is, but you'll be able to vote on your favorite piece of photography there. Yes, so that is always such a fun thing to see. So don't forget about that.
And it's always very impressive. It's hard to pick your favorite.
Oh my goodness. There's just so many amazing photos out there, and some people just have the eye for it. Yes. I don't think I have the best eye for it, but some people have that touch to it. And then we're going to move into Thursday. So right at 7:30 a.m., the food stand is going to be opening. And at 9:15, we're going to have the beef judges and assistants meet in the arena. At 9:30, we're going to have cow and calf market pen of three show beef barn in the 4-H beef show arena immediately following judging in the beef barn. Then at 3 p.m., we're going to have the sheep judge and the assistant manager meet in the pavilion. At 3:15, we're going to have lambs in the Olson Pavilion. At 3:30, we're going to have the sheep show in the Olson Pavilion. And at 5:15, we're going to have the goat judge meet in the Olson Pavilion. And at 5:30 is when the goat show will start in the Olson Pavilion. So that is kind of the day for Thursday. Then we have Friday. So this is August 8th, too. So starting right at 7:30 a.m., the food stand will be right bright and open. At 7:45, we're going to have our swine judge meet in the Olson Pavilion. Starting at 8 a.m., we're going to have the swine show. At 10 a.m., we're going to have champion 4-H horse show pictures in the horse barn. At 11:15, we're going to have our dairy judge meet in the arena. At 11:30, we're going to have our dairy show starting, and then the FFA dairy show will follow immediately after the 4-H dairy show. And at 11:45, we're going to have our rabbit judge meet in the poultry barn. So that's kind of what we're going there. Moving into 12 o'clock, we've got the rabbit show in the rabbit and poultry barn. At 1:15, we're going to have the cat, pet, dog judge meet in the Olson Pavilion. I'm not gonna lie, guys, this is my favorite because I love the cats and the dogs. At 1:30, we're gonna have the cat, pet, and dog show start.
That's always fun.
It is. It's so fun, especially the littles, who it's their first year, and they have this big, huge dog who's two times bigger than they are, and it's dragging them around. That's just, it's a sight to see. Yeah. And at 3:45, we're going to have our poultry judge meet in the rabbit and poultry barn. And at 4 o'clock, we're going to have our poultry show. At 6 p.m., we're going to have our 4-H livestock auction entries. They need to be in the fair office. No exceptions. 6 o'clock is the latest. And at 6 p.m. also is the 4-H State Fair trip winners. Those are due. You need to say which project if you were wanting to go to the State Fair for general exhibits.
Gotcha.
So that was Friday. And now, lastly, we're going to move on to Saturday.
There's more,
yes. Right? Like, this is the big day. At 7:30, food stand opens. Go get that food. Also at 7:30 is when the livestock and the auction buyers are going to meet to get breakfast in the 4-H food stand. At 8:30, this is when everything is going to be starting. So the livestock auction arena and the Olson Pavilion, they will be there, and you must take a photo with your animal. Photos will be printed, and then there will be a thank you card for the buyers. So your card needs to be checked into the 4-H office. At 10 o'clock, we're going to have the horse fun show in the arena. At 11:30 is when premier showmanship is going to start. Now, this is the big show where everybody's going to be showcasing their livestock, and you're not going to want to miss this. At 3:30, we're going to have our general orientation, so for State Fair. So if you're going to be going to State Fair for your generals, this is when you're going to want to go to the orientation to kind of see where you're going to be staying, what day you're going to exactly be judged. Okay. All of that information for the State Fair trips for general entries is that day. At 6 p.m. is the Grand Champion General Exhibit, and there will also be the winner pictures in the 4-H building. At 6 p.m., we're going to have the Cloverbud group picture in the 4-H exhibit. Cloverbuds, you don't want to miss that. And at 9:45, the 4-H building will be closed. And at 11 p.m., all buildings on the fairgrounds will officially close. And lastly, on Sunday from 7 to 11 is when 4-H exhibits are released. So you can go up and pick up your projects, all of your ribbons, all that fun jazz.
And Sunday afternoon, you take a nap.
Exactly. Yes. You sit down and you take a nap and you rest from the week. That was crazy.
A lot going on. It's a very busy week.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a little bit about the food stand.
Yes.
But, people wait all year for that food stand
they
to open.
They do. Yes. The food stand is completely run we have some cooks, and then it is all done volunteer work. So if you are a 4-H exhibitor, you are required to be in the food stand, and honestly, it is such a fun time. I look forward to it every year.
It's fun.
You get to be with your friends and some parents, and you just get to meet people from the community that you don't get to often see.
Is there a special menu we should be talking about?
Oh, yes, there is. I'm excited for this year's lineup, let me tell you. All right, starting at Wednesday, the food stand will be open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And there's going to be an evening meal starting at 5:15 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's going to be brisket sandwich.
Ooh,
so there you go. All you farmers out there who are wanting that thick meat, there you go. On Thursday, the food stand is going to open up from 7:30 to 10 p.m. Breakfast is going to start at 7:30 to 10 a.m. And then we're going to have our noon meal. So that's from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. It's pulled pork sandwiches.
Okay.
Now I'm going to say that's my favorite meal out of all of them.
Good.
It is Myrna's famous smoked pulled pork to die for.
Yeah.
If you haven't tried it, have you been living? I mean, come on.
There you go.
And then our evening meal we have from 5:15 to 8 p.m. And that's going to be Parmesan chicken this year.
Ooh, okay.
And on Friday, the food stand will be open 7:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Our breakfast will be open 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. And for our noon meal, that will be at 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And it's going to be turkey and dressing.
Ooh.
And then for our evening meal, it'll be from 5:15 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's going to be grilled ribeye steak.
It is steak night.
That's always a fan favorite. And then lastly, on Saturday, to wrap up the week, the food stand will be open 7:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Breakfast will be at 7:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Our noon meal will be at 11 a.m. to 1, and it's going to be hot sandwiches. Our evening meal will be from 5:15 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it's going to be grilled pork chops grilled by the Martin County pork producers.
Ooh, all right.
Yes. And I do have a little tidbit here, but we are still looking for produce donations. So if you have onions, carrots, beets, cabbage, green beans, tomatoes, and cucumbers, we would love those. I'm sure you could go out to the extension office. They would be willing to help you. Or if you just came to the food stand, we'll
just
find someone
for you. Take it to the back door and bring it in.
Exactly, yes.
And it's, we need to mention, too, this is a huge fundraiser for 4-H.
It is. This is where majority of our profits come from. The foods, we are one of the only counties in Minnesota that still has a 4-H food stand. So it is very rare to find. All of our funding is completely through, like, the food stand and volunteer work. Nobody really gets paid. Like, this is all people just wanting to be here because the food is so good, and it's such a good community that brings everybody together. So if you are down at the fair, please stop by the 4-H
yes,
food stand.
Absolutely.
It is amazing.
And if you have produce, it's a way that you can donate straight to the 4-H club.
Yes.
It's not like you're feeding a bunch of people. You are supporting 4-H
yes.
when you make those donations.
You are. You're supporting 4-H and you're feeding the people of Windham. I mean, come on.
Doesn't get any
better than
that. Yep.
Yes.
All right. So, Gabriella, anything else we need to mention? You've got a lot going on.
I've got a lot. We've got so much. I would just say another thing that people don't know about the 4-H food stand is the breakfast that we have.
Mm.
We make you a handmade, no dirty hands are in the making of it. All clean,
hand-made.
Clean hand making breakfast. We will make you whatever you want. We have French toast, pancake, eggs, bacon, you name it. We will make, we have omelets too and breakfast burritos. It's my favorite. It's amazing.
You can just live over. You probably do.
I do.
Live over there, don't you?
Yes, especially for people who are showing. They just live there in their campers, and that's where they eat. And that's where everyone should eat. So
absolutely.
Don't be afraid to stop down at the food stand.
All right. Well, good luck at the fair.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.